We continue our look at NamUs. That's the Department of Justice online database. It's cracked more than 5,000 cold cases, some even dating back to the 1920s. Well, tonight, News Nation's Felicia Bolton shares the story of one North Carolina family's struggle to find their missing loved one since 2002 and how NamUs could be the key to solving the case.
His photo was plastered on billboards. Now, nearly 20 years later, Kent Jacobs' disappearance remains a mystery.
It's not easy. I talk to my son almost about every day.
Kent, then 41, disappeared March 10th, 2002.
He was an adult, but, you know, he had probably the mental capacity of, you know, a 10-year-old.
Somebody destroyed the life of a child. And that's unthinkable, and it's unforgivable.
He was last seen with some of his childhood friends near Hulon Street and Hope Mills, a small town an hour away from Raleigh, North Carolina. In the early 2000s, Larry Trotter was the lead detective on the case.
Where did the case go cold?
I think the case went pretty cold when at one point we had offered like a $10,000 reward. In that world of people that hang around there on Hulon Street, $10,000 is a lot of money. And that $10,000 did not stir anybody.
Because no one close to Kent failed a polygraph test, Trotter believes a stranger could have killed him, making this mystery hard to solve. Then in 2010, Detective Nan Trojan took over.
There were some leads that came in.
And one tip rekindled the search. To protect their identities, we bleeped the names of witnesses.
Another clue that had come in was the fact that went up to and actually said, kids buried on my property in a refrigerator. Well, as I kept searching through to try to find who and what had taken this a little bit further and tried to investigate it, I couldn't find it. So that's what led me to get the search warrant.
She enlisted the help of geologists. They uncovered large metal containers underground on Hulon Street, but still no sign of Kent. Finally, a heavily wooded area needed to be explored.
Our equipment really wasn't well suited for that kind of terrain. Our thoughts were that the only way we can do additional area in there is that they removed some of the vegetation.
Because of the rough landscape, Trojan called off the search. Since then, another probe of the property was never conducted.
To the Jacobs family, I'd like to say I'm sorry. I'm sorry I could not bring you the closure that you deserve.
Current investigator Lieutenant James Jones says many witnesses have now passed away, and there are several theories as to what happened to Kent. He thinks the key to cracking this cold case could be NamUs.
Because of the amount of information they're able to get in from all, you know, areas of the country, and that's a big, big help.
Through NamUs, scientists can run Kent's family's DNA against any unidentified body in their database in hopes of a match. It's a chance at granting Martha's last wish.
If it's not till my last breath, the Lord's going to give me an answer.
Felicia Bolton, News Nation.